AI. So here's a sentence I never thought I'd say out loud. The most boring sounding problem in tech finding stuff at work might actually be the most important AI battleground of the next 5 years. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one, and I want you to stay with me here because I know enterprise search doesn't exactly make your heart race, but give me 2 minutes because what's actually happening underneath this story is wild. Picture this: you start a new job. Day one, you need to find the onboarding doc. You check SharePoint. AI, nothing useful. You search Slack. 47 results, none of them right. You ask someone, they send you a Confluence link that was last updated in 2021. You give up and just ask the person next to you. Sound familiar? That's been corporate life for 20 years. And a company called Glean is betting billions of dollars that it doesn't have to be. Here's where it gets interesting. Glean was founded by Arvind Jain, ex-Google engineer, co-founder of Rubrik, someone who has spent his career thinking about how information moves at scale, AI. And his insight was simple but devastating. Google figured out how to search the entire internet. Why is finding a document inside your own company still a nightmare? So Glean built what they're calling a Google-like search for your internal tools: Slack, Salesforce, Jira, Google Workspace, Microsoft 365, all of it unified with AI that actually understands what you're asking and who you are. It knows your role, your team, your permissions. It doesn't just return documents, it returns answers. And honestly, I think this is genuinely huge. AI, not because the technology is magic, it's not, but because the problem is so universal and so deeply painful that any meaningful improvement has enormous leverage. Glean has raised over $150 million from Sequoia and Lightspeed. That's not a science project, that's a bet that enterprise search is a category worth owning. The catch, and there's always a catch, is that getting this right is brutally hard. You're dealing with noisy data, outdated documents, stuff that exists in 17 different formats across 40 different systems. The AI can't just be smart. AI, the underlying data has to be clean, well-connected, and properly permissioned. And that is a massive operational lift that most companies are nowhere near ready for. But here's the thing, while everyone was watching the Glean-style startups, something else was happening quietly. The biggest tech companies on Earth decided they weren't going to let this category get away from them. And the way they moved is actually more interesting than the startups. Microsoft, Google, and Amazon all made the same strategic bet, but they executed it differently. AI. Microsoft embedded AI search directly into the tools you already use. Microsoft 365 Copilot doesn't ask you to go to a new app. It lives inside Word, Teams, Outlook, Excel. It uses something called the Microsoft Graph, which is basically a map of all your work activity and relationships to surface answers that are personalized and permission aware. You can't accidentally see a document you're not supposed to see. That's not a small thing in a regulated industry. AI. Google went deep on what they're calling grounded answers, meaning the AI shows its work, cites the documents, doesn't just make stuff up. Amazon built Kendra for search and then launched Amazon Q as a full generative assistant on top of enterprise data. And if you're thinking, wait, didn't Amazon say Q was for developers? Yeah, they did. And then they quietly expanded it. Classic Amazon, here's my hot take on all of this. The startups are competing on depth, the big platforms are competing on distribution. AI. And right now, distribution is winning, because the path of least resistance for most companies is just turn on Copilot. We already pay for Microsoft 365. But the startups who survived Glean being the clearest example are going to win by being better at the hard stuff. Security, permissions, multi-system connectors, the boring infrastructure that actually makes retrieval trustworthy. Because here's the dirty secret that nobody in the marketing materials will tell you. RAG, that's the technique where the AI retrieves your documents and then generates an answer. RAG sounds simple. AI in practice. It is not Reddit and engineering forums are full of practitioners saying the same thing. Getting this to work reliably in a real enterprise environment is way harder than any vendor demo suggests. The data is messy. The evals are missing. The hallucination rates are real. and confidently wrong is a catastrophic failure mode when an employee is trusting the AI to tell them how to handle a customer complaint or a compliance question. Quick hits before we go. AI. Anthropic's Claude is increasingly being used as the backend model for enterprise assistance. Companies like it because it's positioned as more reliable and safety-focused than the alternatives. NVIDIA is quietly becoming the infrastructure layer for all of this, selling the GPUs and reference architectures that make RAG systems run at enterprise scale. AI, and someone on LinkedIn this week posted that their company's AI search rollout saved their support team 4 hours per person per week, which sounds amazing until you read the comments and realize it took 8 months of data engineering to get there. So here's the thread connecting everything today. The real story of AI in enterprise search isn't about chatbots or magic, it's about trust. Who trusts the answer? Who verified the source? Who made sure the AI isn't surfacing a document you're not allowed to see? AI. The companies winning this space, startups and big tech alike, are the ones treating trust as a product feature, not an afterthought. Permissions, citations, evaluations, governance, that's the boring stuff. That's also the whole game. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.